नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामितनामे नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय ददालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, 10th chapter and verse for discussion today is 18. This section is called Narad Geet. This is the song sung by Narad, which is one of the Mahajan. And there are very precise and wonderful teaching for materially conditioned persons to come back to their senses. So the discussion is continuing from the previous chapter, that the two gigantic trees, Yamuna Arjuna, were delivered by, say, 3 years old baby Krishna by pulling the grinding mortar bound to his waist by a rope, and his name was Damodar. By then, that time, this glory given to Krishna by Mother Yashoda. And then the two celestial being came out of these two trees. They circumambulated, say, baby Krishna. So then the Parikshit was surprised. Who were those fortunate trees? Oh, then this whole new subject matter started. So those who were in these trees, they were the two sons of treasure of demigod Kubera. And when somebody has a unlimited wealth, then he has some other bad things also associated with that. Dhanna Madha Andha. They were blinded by that wealth. They were followers of Shankar Anuchara, and they were intoxicated with the wine. And that Ganga, which is purifying for everybody, they are doing sin in that, bathing with the naked women, okay? So these are the four defects of a person who is intoxicated with wealth. But recently person Narad, by the will of Krishna, was walking by. The girls immediately got out and put on cloth and become by nature courteous. And but these boys stood naked there. So Narad thought, I'm going to curse them. Well, anyways, silence will never curse. So I'm doing anugraha. Anugraha means a favor to them, a mercy to them. He thought, am I angry really? Because curse comes when somebody is angry. So he started singing, jaguhu, singing. So a person who is angry cannot sing. So then this song came out. So he started singing this song to favor these two sons of Kubera. After all, Narad is a rishi for the demigods, and they are the spoiled son of demigod. But this curse of Narad is actually a greatest boon. They got the all pastime, childhood pastime of, they are witness of childhood pastime of Krishna. And they are delivered by Krishna. Lotus feet of Krishna actually touched, they got the mercy of lotus feet of Krishna, which touched them. And now they are in a Goloka, every day speaking Krishna Katha, as a Snigdha Kantha and Madhu Kantha. So they have been given really a greatest boon instead of curse. So now sadhus, even they, it appears they are giving curse, but they are actually blessing. So why not people take advantage of the association of sadhu? Still, why people are going to the other people? Oh, this is the verse for today's discussion. So Narad wanted to, he found the defect in these two sons of Kubera. So then he wanted to treat them. So he wanted to rectify them. He said, Daridrahi Anjanam. One thorn is taken by the needle, another thorn. So they can only be rectified when they experience themselves the pain of poverty. So now, then the question came, the sadhus can easily be approached, and people who are, say, poor can take advantage of the sadhus, but rich people usually are not fortunate enough to get association of sadhus. So does it mean that sadhus are partial? No. So that is the verse. Sadhunam samachittana mukanda charanaishna upaikshahi kimadhanastavada istavada stambair asadbir asat ashrayi sadhunam of the saintly persons, samachittanam of those who are equal to everyone, mukanda charana ishanam, whose only business is to serve mukanda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who always aspire for that service. Upekshai, neglecting the association. Kim, what? Dhan istambai, rich and proud. Asadbihi, with the association of undesirable persons. Asad ashrayi, taking shelter of those who are asat, are non-devotees. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Saintly persons, sadhus, think of Krishna 24 hours a day. They have no other interest. Why should people neglect the association of such exalted spiritual personalities and try to associate with materialists, taking shelter of non-devotees, most of whom are proud and rich? So repeat once. Saintly persons, sadhus, think of Krishna 24 hours a day. They have no other interest. Why should people neglect the association of such exalted spiritual personalities and try to associate with materialists, taking shelter of non-devotees, most of whom are proud and rich? Purport by Srila Prabhupada: a sadhu is one who is engaged in devotional service to the Lord without deviation. And Srila Prabhupada for this line has quoted a verse from Bhagavad Gita: Bhajatam Mam Ananya Bhak. And then Srila Prabhupada has given the one verse from teaching of Kapil Dev: Titiksha Karunka Sohirda Sarva Dehinam Ajata Shatrava Shanta Sadhunam Sadhu Bhushanam. The symptoms of the sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures. And all his characteristics are sublime. Srimad Bhagavatam 325-21. A sadhu is sohirda sarva dehinam, the friend of everyone. Why then should the rich, instead of associating with sadhus, waste their valuable time in associating with other rich men who are averse to spiritual life? Both the poor and the rich man can take advantage of the Krishna conscious movement and here it is advised that everyone do so. There's no profit in avoiding the association of members of Krishna conscious movement. Narottam Das Thakur has said, asata sanga chhari kaino asata vilas te karane lagilaye karma bandha phas. If we give up the association of sadhu, saintly persons engaged in Krishna consciousness and associated persons seeking sense gratification and accumulating wealth for this purpose, our life is spoiled. The word asat refers to an avaishnava, one who is not devotee of the Krishna. Sat refers to the Vaishnava, a Krishna devotee. One should always seek the association of Vaishnava and not spoil one's life by mixing with avaishnavas. In Bhagavad Gita 7:15, the distinction between the Vaishnava and avaishnava is enunciated: Namam duskarteno mudaha parpadyante naradama maya pratagyanam asurim bhavam ashrita. Anyone who is not surrendered to Krishna is most sinful person, duskrita, a rascal, mudha, and the lowest of the mankind, naradama. Therefore one should not avoid the association of Vaishnava, which is now available all over the world in the form of Krishna conscious movement. Here ends the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, with the wealthy men, identifying with his wealth, the devotee develop no relationship. Those non-Vaishnavas, asat bhihi, afflicted by pride due to wealth, dhan stambai, who associate and serve non-Vaishnava asat ashrayi, are given up upekshahi by the devotees. However, the devotee associated with those wealthy persons who are free of pride and serve Vaishnava. Srila Jiva Goswami writes, let the devotee not associate with the wealthy for earning money, but let them associate to give mercy to them. Devotees are fixed in proper conduct, sadhunam. The materialists are fixed in proper condition, conduct. Since it's seen, they indulge in woman gambling and liquor. The devotees are both the poor and wealthy with the same vision. The materialists see with unequal vision because of their pride in wealth. So there is a comparison of the two, sadhu and materialistic person. The materialists take shelter of material objects since they desire enjoyment because the temperament are opposite, and sadhu take the shelter of Supreme Lord. The devotees take the shelter of the Lord alone since they desire the feet of the Lord. The materialists take shelter of the material objects since they desire enjoyment because the temperaments are opposite. The materialists have no attraction for the devotees, upekshaya. What is the use of showing mercy to persons who are not qualified for mercy, offered with great effort? And Srila Sanatana Goswami writes, will the wealthy ever get association with devotee by their wealth? Those who have good conduct, who have peaceful heart, or who knows about Atma, Samachittanam, and who desire the feet of the Lord, who gives bliss, which dried liberation, Mukanda, have nothing to do with the indifferent persons. Persons who are proud of wealth, person of bad conduct, or who gives shelter to person of bad conduct. The aura of the three type of devotee is increasingly excellent. Are all the phrase describe one type of person, the devotee of Mukanda, who has peaceful heart and a good conduct. So this is the explanation of this verse by our Srila Prabhupada and previous acharyas. Sadhunam samachittanam. So Srila Prabhupada has given the characteristic of a sadhu from Bhagavatam itself. Titiksha Karunaka. Samachittanam means they have equal vision. And for us, example of a samachitta sadhu is Srila Prabhupada. One Srila Prabhupada was in Indoor on a Gita Jayanti, invited by the Gita Bhavan there. And there was mostly Mayavadi sannyasi, big saintly people and sannyasi, they were speaking about Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. So when Prabhupada spoke, he was very, you know, as usual, those who don't speak about the speaker of Bhagavad Gita, their all discussion, explanation, and parvachan is useless. So some rich person, he came to Prabhupada, he said, sadhu must have equal vision, samachitta. You are criticizing, Maharaj, you are criticizing the other sadhus. Prabhupada said, I am not criticizing, this is Bhagavad Gita is saying. As a moodha, duskirti na, the Bhagavad Gita is saying, not I am saying. Srila Gaur Nithai ki, Srila Gaur Nithai, Srila Krishna Balanam Radha Shyam, Lalita Vishaka Devi, Srila Prabhupada ki. Ultimately, when there was a discussion for a long time, then Prabhupada ultimately said, my equal vision is that I distributed the message of Bhagavad Gita without discrimination to the poor, to the rich, to the black, to the white, to the woman, to the man. This is my samachitta. So this Prabhupada's samachitta, and most of the people who took the advantage of association of Srila Prabhupada, he just never discriminated between the rich and poor. So sadhu never discriminate. So sadhu naam samchittanam. Sadhu have an equal vision. Why? Are those who have no equal vision, what is the reason for that? Mukanda charana ishanam. Because sadhu has focused their life on the lotus feet of Mukanda or Krishna, and they have no other interest, and he knows that all the living entities may be poor, may be rich, may be you can say pious, impious, all are ultimately son of Krishna. So he equally distributes the mercy of Krishna for all. So why he has an equal vision? Because he is seeing everybody in connection with Krishna. Because his whole life, Srila Prabhupada, 24 hours he is engaged in the service of Krishna. So this is the second line. Charanai Ishanam. Mukanda Charanai Ishanam. All three words are one. It was one word. Whose only business to serve Mukanda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always aspire for that service. Ishanam. What is the meaning of Ishanam? Desire. His only desire is to more and more serve Krishna. So he has a desire. He is not desireless. He is not a dead matter. But his desire is only to serve Krishna. And he sees everybody related to Krishna. Therefore he is samachitta. Then the next line said, upaikshai kim dhan stambai. Stambai, this is called, pillar is called stamba. Narasimhadev came from Istamba. Sabhayam Istambai. So Istamba means the pillar. Dhan Istambai means those who have pride of wealth, they are like Istambai. They are very much arrogant, pride. And what is the opposite of the pride? Humbleness. In the medical science, the difficult labor, you know, difficult labor means not normal delivery. You need the help of the doctor. Either he has to cut the abdomen or he has to do some other manipulation. What is the reason? Only there's only one reason for difficult labor. And that reason is, normally in the womb, the fetus has his chin right at his chest and the hands like that. He's really in a complete obeisance like that. If the neck become extended like this, he will never be delivered normally. No chance. There is only the one reason. Extended neck is the cause of difficult labor. So in this world, those who are humble with their folded hands and neck bowed down, they can cross from material world, go back to Godhead. But those who are very much like proud with their extended neck, they need operation. They are stubby. Actually, this is actually the meaning of istamba. They are proud. Huh? And sadhu usually avoid to some extent upaikshai. Prabhupada has said, why these people are not taking advantage of the Krishna conscious movement? So in other words, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna conscious movement, all the devotees are gentlemen and they are sadhu. And one line for the sadhus is written, they follow the scripture. So one of the identification of sadhu is that they follow the scripture and they do sadhana. Therefore they are sadhu. So people should, Prabhupada said about ISKCON, they should take advantage of ISKCON. Why they are not taking advantage of ISKCON? And Prabhupada, a blanket, all ISKCON devotees are sadhus. And Samachitta also we should have an equal vision. Only don't see the bad thing in the people, see good thing in the people also. There is also a different meaning of the Samachitta. If Prabhupada has seen only the bad things in the devotees, I mean in the early days of preaching in the hippies, would there be chance of this movement flourish? Oh, he went from Vrindavan, he was a sadhu, Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava, Pakka sadhu. And all those coming to him were just young people without any Vaishnava background or any culture. But he did not see bad things in them. He only saw the good thing in them. So this is another vision of a sadhu, Samachitta. He sees good thing in them. And other day we were discussing Isha Upanishad with this student. And Vishnu Sahasranam, there are two words. Nimisha and Annimisha. The Lord Krishna, close eyes, open eyes. Say, how can these two paradox in one Lord? He said, when somebody is doing wrong, Krishna close the eyes. He don't want to see the fault. When somebody is doing small seva, he opened the eyes and says, oh, he's doing for me. So he forget the fault and he always remember the good thing which we do, maybe small for Krishna. And the example is, he closed the eyes when Putana came. But she came to poison Krishna, he closed the eyes. But he only saw she has done one thing good. She wanted to feed me. And Krishna delivered her. And when Draupadi, when Krishna got his finger cut by Sudarshan Chakra when he was using to kill the Sushupal, she was sitting actually for a special ceremony of Abhivartabhat, of the Yajna. But she immediately cut the very costly sari and just put the small dressing on the finger of Krishna. Krishna watched it so wide open eyes. When she needed the cloth, when she was disrobed in the assembly of the Kauravas, Krishna gave unlimited sari in a small service of a piece of cloth. So this Krishna keep open eyes when devotee does the service. But he close eyes when we do the mistakes. So this is a lesson we should learn from Krishna. Mistakes, everybody, error is human. What good thing somebody is doing, have you ever counted those? Count the good. And don't find the fault in people. Everybody has a fault, everybody has a weakness, and everybody has a positive, good energy. Use the good. This is Srila Prabhupada has used this technique of using the good in everybody, and he found that good become really the best. And automatically, then the bad things become smaller, smaller, and ultimately disappear. So this is actually the sadhu samachittanam. If Narad would say, oh, this hell rascal doing this, go to the hell. Will there would be in a Bhagavatam this scripture? No. So he was like a merciful with equal vision. He said, well, somehow he is the son of my demigods. And he's follower of one of the Mahajan Shankar. Still he has fallen condition, I must rectify him. So this is a sort of vision which we learn in our movement when we go to the preaching. And this you can see in Nityanand. When Nityanand Prabhu went to Jagai and Madhai, he wanted to preach to them. This is a positive vision. This is Samachitta. So this what we actually learn from this is in our preaching, in our management, in our so many other things, these are actually the guidelines. So many wonderful things. I mean, at least for more than 25 years, 95 to 2021, so more than 25 years. I mean, I'm just watching this temple growing wonderfully. So many wonderful things we can see, but why can't we see those things? And somehow it's coming in my understanding. Upekshay kima dhan stambai nikla. Why people are neglecting the association of such sadhus? The other is, sadhu sometime don't go to the rich people. Why? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never wanted to meet the king. But then our acharya gave two good ideas, or two good advice to us. We should not go to the rich people to get money and be obliged to them. We should go them and give them association, make them obliged to Krishna. So this is the philosophy of giving association to the rich people. Go not to get association and bad habit of them in you. Give them your association and transform their heart. And we have this good example of many devotees. They went to the rich people and make them devotees. It's not that we cannot go to the rich people. We have also the example of the people. They went to the rich people and they become like rich people and they behave like rich people. We have seen this also. It means they are not really taking advantage. I say they are taking something from the rich people and they become stambadhai themselves. And we have seen this also in our movement. It's not that it's out of us. Why don't you? Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. So it is ultimately humbleness of the sadhu is really the best quality that can melt the heart of a devotee. So upekshai kima dhan istabai, istambai. Dhan istamba means those who are proud of, arrogant because of the wealth. And most of us know wealth is Lakshmi, which ultimately is consort of Lord Narayan, Vishnu. So anybody who wants to be master of Lakshmi is fool number one. It's not possible. In preaching, I ask the people who are coming to the temple, why you are coming to the temple? Almost 99.9% said, we are coming to be happy. Okay, very nice. How can you be happy when we get the wealth? This is the next answer most of the people give. Okay, then you ask for wealth? Yes. So do you know wealth in a Vedic language is what is wealth? Is it Lakshmi? So do you know if you ask the Narayan, give me Lakshmi, will he be pleased? If you go to the person and ask, you give me your wife, is it a wise prayer? The fool number one. This is what you are doing. Actually, you want to be happy, then read Bhagavad Gita. Ayuktasya ka bhavana, abhavyata ka shanti, ashantasya kuta sukham. If you are not united with Krishna in service, how can you have a fixed mind and good consciousness? And then how can you have a peace? And you have no peace, how can you be happy? This is the formula. So don't ask for Lakshmi and to be master of that. Better be servant of the Lakshmi. Or servant of Lakshmi Narayan both. Or be the child of Lakshmi. Be a baby. Mata. Your mother. I am your baby. So mother will nurse the baby. What is the problem? So, then you all know the Lakshmi Devi has two carriers. When she comes with Narayan, she comes on Garuda. And from the feather of Garuda, the Vedic mantras are always chanted. So she comes with all blessings, and when she comes on Garuda with Narayan, she blesses the devotee. And when she comes alone without Narayan, her carrier is owl. An owl is blind in a day and see everything in night. So these rascals whole night wander all over the world. And a day they sleep, useless people. Because they get the Lakshmi, which is coming on the owl, and they become Ulluka Patha. This is a technical language in Hindi. Ulluka Patha means they are follower of the owl. Once I was in Thailand, they said a class will start, Prabhuji, at 1 o'clock night, 2:30 we will have a feast. I said, why? He said, till 12 our shops are open, so we cannot do that. By 12:30 we close the shop, 1 o'clock we will have a class, and then class will go till 2:30 and then we will have a feast. Then I said, continue Mangal Aarti and they will go home. The next day I asked, what time you go to the shop? They say, after 11:30 or 12. He say, very nice. Then you come from 8 to 9 in the temple for the class. Don't waste your time in the middle of the night. All the demigods are sleeping. Supreme Lord is also taking rest. Why in 1 o'clock you are calling him? You don't disturb in the middle of the night for any class. So then they change the whole program. So I'm saying, this is the Lakshmi which is coming on the owl, will spoil your whole spiritual life. Asat bhi asat ashray. Asat means, in this verse, asat means non-devotee, which means materialistic. And asat ashray means those who have taken shelter of such people. So that we have two options, either we take shelter of the non-devotees and associate with non-devotees, or we should take as association of devotees and take shelter of the devotees. So this verse Narada is saying, why people are not taking shelter and association of good devotees? And Srila Prabhupada is taking, ISKCON is made for that purpose, that people should take advantage of the devotees of the ISKCON. And it's not only this much. Prabhupada writes, both the poor and rich men can take advantage of Krishna conscious movement, and here it is advised that everyone do so. Everyone do so. So everybody should take advantage of Krishna conscious movement, Prabhupada is saying. Krishna conscious movement, it's person of the Krishna conscious movement. And it is advised that everyone do so. There is no profit in avoiding association of the members of Krishna conscious movement. There is no profit. If people don't take advantage of Krishna conscious movement, they are loser. Srila Prabhupada's vision for poor people's preaching was bullock cart. He wanted the devotees to go on a bullock cart to village and village. And his vision for preaching to the rich people was going to the big scientists and philosophers, as a BIA is doing, Bhakti Vedanta Institute. So he has double program of preaching to the highly educated and sophisticated people and preaching to the poor. And if we preach to these two classes, the middle classes are automatically sandwiched. Because most of the people, either they are followers of the scientists or they are dependent on the servants. Both ways, the middle people will automatically come. It will become sandwich. But somehow or other, in these two preaching efforts, we are not putting lot. And here in our temple, if you sometimes watch very scrutinizingly, villagers are coming in abundance. Villagers are coming in abundance. And they have more respect. I see the people also coming from the rich, but they are coming outside, standing in the corners and having selfies. Most of the time, the people you can see only doing selfies, that's all. They have no, like... And then we are also responsible, and the people may be well ignorant. But we hear and read Prabhupada's message, they are coming on their own here. Why can't we give them association? As we are doing early in the morning for Mangal Aarti, those who are interested come and chant. This is the first nice thing what we are doing. We are requesting everybody to chant one round in Prabhupada's Samadhi. Very nice. They are all potential customers for Krishna consciousness because they have come to our shop, you can say in a technical language. We have our this Krishna consciousness supermarket, and we all are here, the salesmen, because ultimately Bhakti Vinod Thakur Day is a Naam Hat. Hat means is a marketplace. So they are the potential customers, they have come. Now we should sell our goods. But the best good, which Prabhupada said, the best charity which we can give to them is holy name and prasad, which we are giving like a Khichdi. People only remember from year two thing. You go and ask anybody what is in Vrindavan temple, evening aarti and Khichdi prasad. The two things, anybody you ask, they will say these two things. Evening aarti and Khichdi prasad. It means what Srila Prabhupada said when he was traveling from Pittsburgh to New York to the associate with him in a car. He said, I spread this movement by two things. Chanting melodiously Hare Krishna Mahamantra and distributing prasad. By these two things I have spread this movement all over the world. And then one day when he was sitting with a Brahmanand Swami, he said, you know Brahmanand, early days we were not having even prasad. We used only to have one apple. And I was counting how many hairs are there, I have to make so many pieces of apple. So this was only the prasad we had in the beginning. But Harinam, so this 24-hour kirtan going on here, how many people you saw every day sitting there and taking advantage of this? Yeah, they are sitting here. And they are taking advantage. They are getting a greatest benefit. Sitting in a kirtan with devotees chanting in front of the deities in Vrindavan Dham, how fortunate are they? How fortunate are they? But somehow we should provide them more facilities that they can continue doing same thing. So basically this whole purpose is the sadhu's business is to be equal to all in distributing Krishna consciousness. And the advice is Krishna conscious movement is actually movement of the sadhus because they do sadhana, they follow the scripture. And people should take advantage of this. And it is their benefit. And for us, we should feel that this is Vrindavan, is Prabhupada said, my home. We are here, servant of Srila Prabhupada. Whoever coming here is a guest of Prabhupada because it is his home. And we are servant. How can we serve them the best that Srila Prabhupada and Krishna Balaram, Radhesham are pleased that we have taken care of the visitors who came to his temple. very nice. I can see. I remember when I came in this temple in the afternoon, I was standing here how to help people. They were only asking where is bathroom. I know. I told that now we have on both sides first class bathrooms. And there was no bathroom here. This was a problem. In a guest house, there was only one bathroom, and it was not possible to go there. So people only asked, this is their, where is water, they used to ask. And from outside, we used to put water in the earthen pot at outside Prabhupada Samadhi on this gate. But now everywhere there is a filter water available. Nobody can go without water. So it means we cater to the needs of our visitors. So what more they need to make them more Krishna conscious? These things are not available everywhere in every temple. No temple is washed twice a day. This is very special. People are attracted here. How can we really give them Krishna consciousness with a compassion and mercy at the heart, with a sadhu approach? That is what is advised in this verse. Always there are people that we can upekshita. Upekshita means just give prasad to them, but not mess up with them. But 99.9% are potential devotee. We have simply to tap into that and give them mala and make them chant Hare Krishna. And this, so many people are taking books from here. Everybody, this is the greatest service we are doing actually. Thank you very much. I am leaving few minutes for comment or question. Some question or comment or I think what I said is that sadhu don't see fault in others. It means, see, if I am walking around and I see somebody is doing bad, it is not my business to mess with him. But who has the right to see the fault in somebody? Father has a right to see fault in his son. Guru has a right to see fault in a disciple. President has a right to see fault in a dependent devotee. So who has a right? Everybody has no right. So what I can do is, if I see devotee A is doing wrong, I must approach the head of that devotee's department or the head of the institute and tell that I have nothing to do with him. But I saw something which he was doing is not actually going to please Prabhupada. So whatever you do, it is now your responsibility. So everybody should not mess up that this is wrong, which is not in their circle of influence while they are wasting time. Most of the people are wasting time in circle of concern. Why this is happening, why this is happening. Like a joke was said that somebody went to some opposite party politician went to other's house. He said, this is a bad government, there's no light, all the time light is going. All of a sudden light went. So he said, you have some candle? He was looking for 1 hour candle. He said, government is not concerned with light, but you are not able to keep a candle in your house. So why are you criticizing others? So usually it is that weak. Who has a right to see the fault? That's also a question. And we see the fault to rectify them, to improve them, not to demoralize them and degrade them. Then you are closing the door for them to continue Krishna consciousness. So how can we really deal with them? I mean, it's a whole, I think I'm not that, but anyway, age-wise, I have also the white hairs, but I'm saying, Srila Prabhupada has tolerated so much all the devotees, what they were doing. Even sannyasi, gave up the sannyas, and he was crying here, Prabhupada, you never leave us, please. You stay with us. From Australia, the sannyasi sent the danda, and Prabhupada, here he came and he said, whichever ashram you want to stay, please stay within ISKCON. So this is the, well, to make one devotee, we spend tons of blood. So before really thinking of seeing some fault is like, then never forget this verse of Bhagavad Gita, api chetas duracharo bhajate maam ananya bhag sadhu rev samantavya sadhu eva mantavya vivastito is a shapma. What is that? So what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has commentary on this, we have a conditional life and we have a constitutional life. Constitutional life is that we are practicing Krishna conscious, but our conditioning from many lifetimes, sometimes we do make mistakes. That is possible. But then we repent, Krishna, why I have done this? And then we never leave the devotional service. So Krishna is taking responsibility. And he is actually, our Acharya is right when he is saying, Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma, he was actually upset there. Why you are saying my devotee is a wrong person? He will become very quickly righteous because I take care of him. He will never fall. So why don't we really follow the teaching which are given by our Acharya and rectify this situation rather than, you know, defaming and condemning something. There is a way to deal with everything. And Prabhupada has done this. Until unless there is some philosophical deviation, Prabhupada was very strict on that. Other things, he was very tolerant. But philosophical deviation, he was very strict. So this is, well, your question, I think, is it I answered properly? Is it okay? Thank you. Anybody else has to comment or question? Yes, Prabhu. It's a Rudra Anuchara. There's a word in the Sanskrit. The Lord Shiva has two type of follower. One are the ghost and what is called goblins, and those who are having this hashish and all these things. And the other followers are very gentlemen as a Vaishnava. So they were actually went into the other group, by the way. So because Shankar was using a Vaishnava tilak earlier. When he saw the Nal Kuber like good people doing bad things, then he changed his tilak. He said, Vaishnava should not be cheated. Yeah, he said, really, it is like that. So these, what it actually means, when person is spoiled, when he has a wealth, when he has a big man to support him, and when he is intoxicated, then he is spoiled. So only Shankar is told that, because they were visiting Shankar and coming from that Mandakini, that, so they were spoiled, oh, we are men of Shankar, who will disturb us? So this is a wrong use of the good association. But Shankar has a followers which are intoxicating still today. In a newspaper at a Kumbh Mela, it came that so many millions people took bath and so many million people hashish was also used. And then the sadhu was smoking there, That was also millions of rupees spent there. Some newspaper wrote the line like that. So there are always like that. But it says the word is Anuchara. Anybody has any comment? They are followers of the Shiva. Even if they are followers of the demigods, they cannot be considered the pure devotees in any case. Because demigods followers are only for the sense gratification. And sense gratification means trying to enjoy separate from Krishna. There is more or less atheistic attitude. Srila Prabhupada, you have a question? Yes. This is a problem where somebody, everybody goes to purify themselves in the Mother Ganga. They were doing all sinful activities. So nowadays I have many times commented that people going in the Himalayas, they are not going really for tapasya, they are going for enjoyment. And now we see in the bed of the Ganga, there are tents, there is a drink, and there is so many things going on. Now Nal Kuber and Mani Greave, they are multiplied 1,000 times in the Ganga. But by the way, there is no Nard to curse them favorably. But you can go and see. Yes. They are going with what is they call rafting. They have their midnight stay there. This only one episode should be printed there and posted at Haridwar to enter. That Nal Kuber were doing like that and they were condemned. Why you are doing this nonsense now? Yes, this is the reason that therefore there are calamities in a Deva Bhumi. They were giving certificate. You are going, you are vaccination. I told them, you get from them certificate. Are they following four rules? Then they could go to the Badrinath. Are you following four rules? Then you go to the Badrinath. If you are not following, don't go there. This should be the criteria. Hare Krishna.